Once the sewer is replaced on 7th Street, you should be able to wear white after Labor Day. A section of collapsed sanitary sewer on 7th Street between Young Street and Hugel Avenue was discovered during an annual inspection last year, prompting Midland to put the reconstruction project to the top of the list for 2022. The clay sewer was installed beneath 7th Street in 1954, and concerns are that a full collapse would cause a backup in the homes of area residents. In addition, the cast iron water main was deemed undersized and prone to breaks, and the asphalt surface was noted as failing with drainage issues. Approved for $2 million in the 2022 capital budget for the construction portion, costs had since risen such that the lowest bid on tender came in $360,000 higher than anticipated, totaling $2,402,000 after contingency, unsuitable soil costs and additional construction costs were added. Deputy Mayor Mike Ross spoke about the project during a recent meeting of regular council, expressing relief that additional funds had been discovered just in time. "We all know that it's never easy to set these budgets," said Ross, "and the world sure has changed even from the day that we changed our budget. The price of gas, transportation, inflation has gone up even more drastically than we ever expected." The 2020 year-end report, which outlined the 7th Street reconstruction project, noted that operating surpluses had been found in water reserves for roughly $670,000 and wastewater reserves for roughly $667,000, and a recommendation was made that those amounts be put into capital reserves for the town. The $402,000 would draw from road and wastewater capital reserves for $128,640 each, and the water capital reserve for $144,720. "It couldn't have come at a better time," added Ross. "I'm so glad we're putting this in reserve. That would be right on the heels of our tax increase right away, a $400,000 increase. So I'm so happy we're putting this away for a rainy day like this, and I'm sure we're going to have a number of projects that are going to be coming in over budget." Executive Director of Environment and Infrastructure Andy Campbell provided the scope of the project. "It's an old road, old pipes. We'll be replacing the water, the storm sewers, and the sanitary sewers, and then putting a new sidewalk on top and curbs and asphalt when we're done," said Campbell. "We're working with the contractor that we will be done by Labor Day." Mundy's Bay Public School is located on 7th Street, and both residents and councillors brought concerns of traffic congestion for the normally busy street in the mornings and afternoons. "In May and June, when we start construction, 7th Street will be closed to traffic except for buses. We'll be allowing buses to get in and out of that. And we'll be working with the school," Campbell added, encouraging parents to walk their children to school as had been promoted through notable, kid-friendly, signs placed in proximity. "But I'd like to just point out," noted Campbell, "it's typically for half an hour in the morning, and half an hour, or maybe a little bit more at the end of the day, and just ask everyone for patience." Count. Jonathan Main, whose children go to Mundy's Bay, had been in contact with the school. "The school board is on it, and if you don't know Principal Chris Harding, he's one of the best principals in the county, so we have full faith in their ability to manage the chaos." Information on the 7th Street reconstruction project can be found in the September 2021 council package on the agenda page of the Town of Midland website. Information on the budget and tender for the project can likewise be found in the March 23 regular meeting of council package. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be attended virtually through Zoom by contacting the Clerk's Department of Midland Town Hall for a link to the meeting. Council meetings can also be viewed on Rogers TV Cable Channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.